Blog Talk Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
I want to bring to our attention achievement publication that has been produced, and is produced for our community, mainly for our community, but it will serve anybody who wants some help from the material that are put into this publication. And the book is called The Language of Revelation, Lugatutenzin, the language of translation, and it is by a brother that I have known to be dedicated and devoted to the study of Quranic Arabic and the teaching of that subject to our students and to grown-ups as well. And that is Brother Sadiq Jahad. I think most of us know him here. Brother Sadiq Jahad, will you please stand and face the audience? So this is Brother Sadiq Jahad. So I highly recommend this book for you all who are studying, grown-ups, but also for our youngsters who are studying in separate organized Quranic studies classes, and who are also studying in the school system, our school system, Claire Muhammad school system, Claire Muhammad schools, and like the one in Atlanta and Washington, D.C., Chicago, and many places. I highly recommend this book, The Language of Revelation. It's Quranic, Arabic, with lessons, studies, to improve your ability to read the Quran and get more understanding and to qualify yourself, inshallah, to be a teacher one day. Because out of you, from you who are interested in Quranic Arabic, we are going to get our next generation of teachers and imams and leaders, you know. So Allah be with you all and bless you to benefit from these wonderful projects and publications that our community is producing. This is one. We have others. We have others that I have seen, and grateful to Allah for students and scholars like our brother Sadiq Jahad. Congratulations, my brother.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is Imam Sadiq Jahad. You can secure the book by going to our website, www.SadiqJihad.com. That's SIDDEQ Jihad.com. Or you can send a postal money order or any type of money order to Post Office Box 401165, Redford, Redford, Michigan, 48240. My email address is Sadiq, that's SIDDEQ at MSN.com. And the phone number where we can be reached is 313-532-5246. I thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. That is the praises to Allah, the praises to Allah, the God and Evolver, Cherisher, and Sustainer
of all of the systems of knowledge and of all of the worlds. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. We thank Allah for blessing us here in this holy month of Ramadan to be in the midst of Muslims that are endeavoring to cover down on what Allah has commanded us to do, that is to fast during the daylight hours. And he tells us that fasting is better for us if we only but knew. So we thank Allah for giving us the strength to be obedient to his command. And by so doing, we witness spiritual joy, intellectual joy, material blessings. There's so many blessings that we receive from endeavoring to obey what Allah has told us to do. And we know that the purpose of us doing this is la'allakum tattaqun, in order that we will gain more reverence and more regard and more appreciation for what Allah has done for us. Praise be to Allah. Allah reveals in the Surah 41, Hameen. Tanzilun min ar-Rahmanir Rahim. He declares that this is a revelation from Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Kitabun fusilat ayatuhu Qur'anin arabiyyan liqaumin ya'lamun. A book whereof the verses are explained in details, fusilat, a Qur'an in pure speech for people who understand. So I'm translating the word Arabic as pure, as opposed to you or I just zooming in on the fact that this is a particular language of a people that inherited from many, many moons ago. So if you look up the word Arabiyun, you'll find in dictionaries and lexicons that it means something that is pure, something that is undefiled. And also we can add that something that is in accord with our ummiyin nature, with our original nature. In other words, your mind, your brain, your structure is structured in such a way where if you or I make the commitment to learn al-lughatul arabiyya, that is the Arabic language, Allah will cause it to be realized in all of us. So what am I saying there? I'm saying to you that all of us should be students of the Arabic Quran. Not to take away from the fact that we get great messages from the English translations and the Urdu translations and other translations. But it's nothing like being able to understand this Quran in the language that it was revealed in. Praise be to Allah. It goes on to talk about this book. It says that it gives good news and admonition, yet most of the people, they turn away and they hear it not. It says further, they say our hearts are under veils. Akinna is the word that's used, akinna. And akinna, this word, I studied it, it means also a roof. And you know, if you got a roof over your house, you got the roof over there to protect you from the rain and the snow and all of that, right? And so these people are conceding that we have took our hearts in such a way where we want to protect ourselves from what you're trying to say, Muhammad. We don't want to hear what you have to say. And then it goes on to say, from that to which you invite us, there is in our ears a waqar, a deafness, a hole, a cavity. So he said, hey, we hear you, but we're not going to hear you. We're not going to let what you're saying penetrate us. And then it goes on in their words, the disbelievers, and between us and you is a hijab. Hijab is used. And if you study the word hijab, you'll find a hijab is mentioned I believe, 8 times in the Quran. And I must mention it has nothing to do with the head covering that the woman wears. The hijab is a word that Allah utilizes to suggest a partition or something that is a barrier between a thing. So he's telling, they're telling Muhammad that we got a hijab against what you're talking about, man. Thou, between us, is a screen. So do what you will, Muhammad. For us, we shall do what we will. Here's what Allah told Prophet Muhammad to say to them. Kul innama ana basharun mithlakum yuha ilayya annama ilahukum ilahun wahidun fastaqimu ilayhi wastaghfiruhu wa waylun lil mushrikeen. That is, say, Muhammad, tell them, I am but a human being, flesh and blood, human being, just like you. It is revealed to me by inspiration that your deity is one deity. So stand true to him and ask for his forgiveness. And woe to those who join gods with God. In the next ayah, those who practice not regular zakah and who deny the hereafter, that is the life to come, they are in a bad situation. Those who practice not regular charity and who even deny the hereafter, for those who believe, the contrast, for those who believe and work deeds of righteousness, is a reward that will never fail. Lahum ajrun ghayru mamnun. The reward for us who believe and practice righteousness is a reward that's unfailing. Surely Allah, he speaks the truth. The title of my talk today is Strengthening the Bond with Allah and the Quran. And I like to give titles because we're on Blog Talk Radio right now on the internet. And we're speaking to whoever might listen on the internet and who may want to go to the archives and listen down the road. It's called Blog Talk Radio. And I'd like to mention this to you. You know, if you are a person who wants to be heard about what Allah has blessed you with, and you want to do da'wah, and you want to inspire people to come to the folds of Islam, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and set up your own radio station internet setup, and you can speak a half hour every day for free, as long as you don't speak during the prime time hours that they have designated, as I believe 11 to 7, 11 to 8, like that. So I have a station, and I'm speaking on another person's station right now. It's called Station IWDM. And there's many stations out there for Muslims to be heard on the airwaves. So I encourage you to do that. So the word Quran itself, you know, we're celebrating it. Allah says Ramadan is the month that the Quran was revealed, right? And it was given as guidance and al-Furqan as a distinguishing thing for you and I as to what is right and what is wrong. So this month is to celebrate the Quran. You say, well, we're going to read it, you know, 30 juice a day, you know, for the next 30 days. Alhamdulillah. But should we not read it 365 on a regular basis? So we don't want to just cover down during Ramadan and then say, okay, I did what I have been instructed to do during Ramadan and, you know, leave the Quran alone in the other months. And so I know from speaking over the years, speaking to many people, that many of us do not take the time to become students of the Arabic language for whatever reason. Some think it's difficult. Some are so busy chasing the dunya that they don't want to take the time. Some feel that just leave it to the imam, let the imam teach me, you know. But I encourage you, as I encourage myself, to read the Quran in the Arabic language, and it will cause you to be a better person. It will cause you to be more responsive to the message that he has given to us in this book. Praise be to Allah. So the Quran, the word itself, is mentioned 70 times in the Quran. You say, well, how do you know that? Have you looked at all the verses? Yeah, over the years I've read them in English, but not all in Arabic, right? And most of you probably tell you about a concordance of the Quran. This is a concordance of the Quran that lets you know where all of the different words are situated in the Quran. So today I looked under the root of Quran, Kaf, Ra, and Hamza. And you see all of the entries where the word Quran is used. So I can stand before you and say it 70 times, you know. So you should have one of these. If you are a student of the Quran and you are a Muslim, you should have one of these. So continuing, Allah, He swears by this book in many ayahs in the Quran. He says things like, Wal Quran il Majid, I swear by the glorious Quran, an implication is that Prophet Muhammad is my messenger. So Allah uses what we call the wow of swearing. When He puts an E on the end of the word Quran, the N on the end, there's a kasra on it. Wa Qur'ani. See, so I swear by this book. So Allah is repeatedly trying to get you and I to know the authenticity of this book. This book came from me, the Lord of all of the worlds. I am the mother of the book. I am the source, right, and the origin of this book. And it is a blueprint, right, for all human life. In kuntum ta'lamun, if we only but knew. So here Allah reveals, using the word Quran again in this particular ayah, Inna ja'alnahu Quranan Arabiyyan la'allakum ta'aqilun. This is in the Surah 12, verse 2, and it is translated by me. We made it a pure proclamation in order that you all understand. And the ta'aqilun is the present tense, meaning this understanding that we're talking about is continuous on into the future. Another ayah Allah uses the word Quran. Allama al-Quran. He teaches the Quran. He said, I do this. The Lord of all the worlds who got control of the whole universe, there's billions and billions of stars and millions of miles in distance. I am teaching the Quran. And we know by Allah saying Allama, which is what we call the second form verb. It means this is intense. And He does it redundantly over and over and over and over again. So I'm suggesting to you that if you are not into the forms of the verbs and why He uses this form as opposed to this form, you are missing the essence of what Allah is trying to convey, because the translators, they don't always capture all of these subtle meanings. So if I say to you, Nazala, you hear me emphasizing that Z, don't you? Nazala. Nazala means what? To send down rain. Rain comes down intense sometimes, but we do know too also that it comes down over and over and over and over again. So when Allah wants to convey to you something that is repetitive and redundant and intense, He uses the second form of the verb. So continuing, Arabi, Quran and Arabiyan. When you look at the English translation, he says, we have made it an Arabic Quran. Didn't translate the word Arabic, didn't translate the word Quran to the English speaker, right? So, I mentioned to you a moment ago that Arabi means pure. It means to be in accord with your original nature. And Quran is a word that means proclamation. Proclamation. So I said a pure proclamation. But not only is it a pure proclamation, Allah is telling you again that He has situated you and I to be able to understand Al-Lughata Arabiya, the Arabic language, if we take the time to be serious students of it. Another ayah Allah has here, Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiya la'allakum ta'aqilun. Only one word change in the whole ayah. He says, we made it a pure proclamation. And then he says, we revealed it. Who is this we? All of what Allah uses to convey this message to Muhammad. It came from Allah to Jibril to Muhammad. So this we is not talking about somebody else helping Allah, right? We don't have that problem in Islam where who says, and we made man in our own image. And the first thing the Christians say is, well, that was Jesus and God doing this. But no, this is what we call the authoritative we. The authoritative we, where all of what I have created as agents to do this were in unison and caused Muhammad to hear it in that cave, Hira. Praise be to Allah. So grammatically speaking, the word Quran is what we call a intensive noun. So what is that? But that A and that N being on the end makes it intensive, meaning that it's strong. And not only that, it means something by having the cough with the dhamma on it, means that it's something that you should read over and over again, redundantly, repeatedly. We have the word Al-Furqan. That's an intensive noun. Ar-Rahman, that's an intensive noun. Intensive meaning that it is strong. It's very, very powerful. So certain subtleties that you will come to know from studying the Arabic language will cause you and I, inshallah, to appreciate more of what he has given us as a gift. In fact, it is the greatest gift that Allah has given us. How do we know this? We know it from the Surah Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman. And right away behind that, Allama al-Quran. And then, Khalaq al-Insan. So in order for you to be the human being that you need to be and I need to be, we have to be taught the Quran. And Ar-Rahman means the one who gives all of the benefits to the creation. And he does it with mercy and compassion and kindness. Praise be to Allah. Allah reveals in the Surah 17:41, وَلَقَدْ صَرَفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِيَذَكَّرُوا وَمَا يُزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورٌ. We have explained it, this Quran, in many ways. Sarf, if you study Arabic, you know that they call the study of the grammar sarf, meaning how you go from the first form to the tenth form and all of that. They call it sarf. But here Allah is saying, I explained this to you all in various ways. I've tried different methodologies to get you to see the authenticity of it. Sometimes he'll try to appeal to your good side. And he'll say, وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. It is he who has given you and I the faculties of hearing and seeing, and the affection that you feel when you hug your wife, when you hug your children. He said, I've given you all of this. And little thanks it is that you give. So a believer would say, I've got to give more thanks. You know, if it penetrates your heart, you know. And then there's ayahs where he say, if you do not cover down on this, you will be in the hellfire and you will be drinking hot, dirty, fetid water, right? He's scaring you there, right? And then there's times where he causes you to be interested in what he's saying because of the fact that if you do good, you'll get material blessings. So some people are gravitated toward that, you know? So Allah is telling you and I'm trying all kind of ways to get you to understand this. So this is a topic that a lot of people do not even like to talk about, you know, and I find it, why don't they, you know, like to talk about this? So just in capitalization, I started out by reciting to you, Ha Min. It's what people call them, what? The mystical letters. Like, we don't know what they mean, you know. But if you've been around a while and you are a person who really try to follow what's going on, you'll know way back in, I believe, the 70s or the 80s, a brother put the Quran in a computer. And he discovered that if you count up all of the ha's and all of the means in this particular surah and divide it by 19, it comes out even. All right? If you look at the surah 50, Kaf starts with a Q, right? There's 57 cubes in that surah. I know, I've counted them, I've seen them. 19 times 3 is 57. So this is something that would appeal to the mathematician. You know, one who knows about statistics and probability and all of this, you know. And then we have the wonderful Surah 19 entitled Maryam. It is prefaced by five letters. Kaf, Ha, Ain, Ya, and Sa'd. That's five letters. You cut all of those letters up that's in that surah, divided by 19, it's even. You see? Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. It's 19 letters. There's 19 ayahs in the Surah 96. There's the Surah 96 coming from the back of the book. It's 19 surahs from the back of the book. There's all kinds of stuff relating to this 19. And I was chastised severely for bringing this to the audience up in Detroit, Michigan. I'm from the Detroit area. And all I'm doing is presenting what Allah has already did. I didn't do it. So all of those mystical letters that's prefacing these surahs, if you can do addition. You start adding them up. I give you a short one. Kaf only has 57 kafs. That's an easy one right there, you know. But this is a beautiful thing, and it increases my faith in the Quran. I'm not a numerologist or anything like that. I'm more concerned with the content as opposed to the numerical stuff, you know. But Allah did this. And why he did it, he knows why he did it. Here we have Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yakuluna aluwan kabiran. Glory to him. He is high above all that they say, exalted and great beyond what we can measure. You know, we know something about Allah. We learn a little science and how he got the electricity out there. We learn how to harness electricity and cause these lights to come on. We know some of these things. But there's so much vastness to the wisdom of God and the complexity of what he has structured. He said you can't even have a glimpse of how great I am, you know. One of his attributes we know is El Mutakabbir, right? And they translate it as the one who has the right to boast. I got a right to boast. You know, I'm your deity. I fashioned you in the wombs of your mother. I structured you. I did this. I did that. You see? So here he's telling you and I that we can't even measure how wonderful and how deep he is. And you know, when you read the surah Yusuf, he tells Yusuf, and you didn't know this. Telling Muhammad probably, you didn't know the story of Joseph. Joseph did this and Joseph did that. You didn't know that they cast lots to take care of Maryam, Zachariah and the group. They cast lots on which one is going to be the one to nurture her and groom her. So here Allah is telling Muhammad exactly that. I'm telling you a story of something that happened some many years ago. I'm telling you exactly how it played out. So when you read the Quran, you'll see how Allah is talking to Muhammad, but he's also talking to us. And he's commanding him to say this and say that at various times. So would you take to mind, or would I take to mind that Allah had to ponder, but what should I tell them to say to them now? They saying that they don't believe in a life after death. What should I tell Muhammad to say to them? Allah is not that kind of being that has indecisiveness. Allah foreknew they were going to be asking this question. They were going to be asking that question. Allah foreknew that Muhammad was going to be in the cave Hira on that night in Ramadan. He knew all of this. And so, as Allah reveals in the Quran, that this Quran is fi lawhum mahfuz, in a protected tablet before it even came down. So you should see this Quran as being a book that Allah knew who the actors were going to be, and he had the script ready for the unfolding of the whole humanity from day one. That's why he says that he is the Umul Kitab. He is the source of the book. He is not a reactionary being. Well, I'm going to have to tell him this. They told him that. I already knew they were going to tell him that. So I had Suratul Kafirun waiting. Say, Muhammad, to those who reject faith. So you heard the story. They say that they had a gathering and they gave a proposal to Muhammad. This is the story, right? Muhammad, if you worship our God 1 year and we'll worship your God the next, we'll give you the finest women in the tribe and we'll make you our king. So before Muhammad could even respond, Allah revealed, "Who yeah, you have kafirun," the whole surah. But the surah is already on the tablet waiting for that juncture in time when they made the deal or offered the deal to Muhammad. Praise be to Allah. So I would encourage you to read the surah 17. I don't have time to go over all of it. But the next ayah says, praising him, that is Allah, are the seven heavens, the Samawat. That means everything in the universe is praising him, right? And the earth. They should make it more clear. Down here. And everything in them. There is not a thing that does not glorify him with praise. But you do not understand their praises. Now, we don't know what prompts the birds to start doing tawaf in the sky when it gets cold. We don't know what prompts the rooster when the crack of dawn to make his noise. But we do know Allah put it into him to do that, right? So all of these things that they do is an act of worshiping Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a lot of times I see a bird on the ground. I say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I be talking to the bird the best I know how, because I know maybe you know what Allah's name is. I don't know. But I'll do stuff like that, you know, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And they seem like they respond sometimes. Praise be to Allah. I'm serious. If I do that, you know, praise be to Allah. Especially when I see the robins waiting for me to put my water on my garden so they can snatch some of the worms. But they know that when the water comes, the worms come up. Allah let them know that, right? Praise be to Allah. So then he concludes this particular ayah saying, he is indeed forbearing and forgiving. So he's telling you and I, appealing to your heart, all of y'all should worship me, but if you don't, I'm still Halim. I'm forbearing. I'm patient with you. And I forgive you when you do not show your regard and your appreciation for me, because I am Ar-Rahim, the one who is merciful and gives you forgiveness again and again if you do not appreciate the fact that he is Ar-Rahman, meaning the one who gives all of the benefits to the whole of the creation. Here Allah asks a very pondering question. Afala yatadabbaruna al-Qur'ana walau kana min indi ghayrullahi la wajadu fi tilafan kathiran. Allah is asking you and I the question. How do Allah ask the question in the Quran? He just puts an aleph with a mark on the top. Ah, that's a question. Do you not ponder and reflect and study this Quran with care? He's telling you and I that we should reflect and study this Quran with care and deliverance and thinking and pondering over and over again. What does this ayah mean? What is Allah saying by this? And then he concludes this particular ayah 482. And had it been from other than Allah, they would have found much ikhtilaf and discrepancies and cracks. But there's no cracks in this Quran. There's no holes in this Quran. It's a book that you should have, I should have, complete faith in. Again, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, right? This is a book where there's absolutely no doubt. So trying to come to the close here. I said this in previous khutbahs, but I'll just say it again. Here Allah says, La ray back. Makes you make an abrupt stop on that back. And so that lie, which means no in front of it, lets you know that this lie that's in front of it is the lie of absolute negation and the canceling out of the existence of the noun, which is doubt, coming after it. So it's strong. He could have said La ray bun. La ray bun. You know, he didn't say La ray bun. La ray back. Like, that's just exit it out. You know, I find that very powerful. Same way when I calimat, we say La ilah ha. We don't say La ilahun. Ilahun would mean deity. But that La is the absolute negation of the existence, exiting out the existence of any deity, illallah, except Allah. So if you understand these grammatical points, it'll affect your heart and your spirit. And this La, this no of absolute negation, is very prevalent in the Quran. Very prevalent. He says, La tabdi la hawkallah. And you will find no change in the creation of Allah. He says, when you go to Hajj, La fasunka. Absolutely no wickedness that you should be engaged in, right? La jidala. Put the ah on the end. La jidala. So it's telling you, this is serious. Don't do this. Don't bring up any deities besides me. La ilaha. Praise be to Allah. So I hope I said something to benefit. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Our Lord, cause not our hearts to swerve or deviate if you've guided us aright, but bestow upon us mercy from your presence, for surely you are the grandest of the givers. Amen. So in concluding the khutbah, I just want to go to the Surah 13:31. And praise be to Allah, I'll be here next week so I can maybe say some more about these 70 ayahs that deal with the word Quran. I know the time is not going to allow me to do it today. Allah reveals in 13:31, and I'll just read the English for clarity. I see it's 43 minutes. Okay. If there were a Quran, Allah said, which with mountains were moved, or the earth was cloven asunder, or the dead were made to speak, this would be the one. But truly, the command is with Allah in all things. In other words, he's saying that I could cause the whole governmental structure, the mountains. I can move the mountains. I can move America to be declaring La ilaha illallah, like he did in the Arabian Peninsula, like he did in Turkey. They're not practicing Muslims now that much, but 99.9% of the people in Turkey are Muslims, they say, you know. But anyway, Allah said, if anything could do it, change people to be a believer, it's this Quran. And he says, he asks you and I the question, do not the believers know that had Allah so willed, he could have guided all of the human beings to the right way? But the unbelievers, never were they disaster seized to seize them for their ill deeds. So Allah is telling you and I that I got control of this. I can make all of you all angel-like if I wanted to, but it was not my will to do it. So we should take consolation in that we do have wicked people that's constantly bombarding us, constantly giving us issues that we have to deal with. But we know that if we continue to obey Allah, the victory is ours in this life. And if not in this life, certainly in the next life. But then again, we get a victory in this life, right? Allah makes it clear in the Quran. Because after how we know, surely believers have already won. Those who humble themselves in prayer, who avoid the vain talk, who are active in giving zakat. So you are a victor if you do that. We may not be able to make America an Islamic state in our lifetimes, but we know Allah has promised that he will make this way of life, right? Yuzhirahu. He will make it the most visible and apparent way of life. And we see it coming, And we thank Allah for such a deen and such a glorious Quran. Rabbana atmir lana nurana waqfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Our Lord, complete our life for us. Forgive us, for surely you have power over all things at all times. Amen.
I want to bring to our attention achievement, publication that has been produced, and is produced for our community, mainly for our community, but it is for anybody who wants some help from the material that are put into this publication. And the book is called The Language of Revelation, Lugatul Tanzil, the language of transliteration. And it is by a brother that I have known to be dedicated and devoted to the study of Quranic Arabic and the teaching of that subject to our students and to grown-ups as well. And that is Brother Sadiq Yahad. I think most of us know of him. Brother Sadiq Yahad, will you please stand and face the audience? So this is Brother Sadiq Yahad. So I highly recommend this book for you all who are studying, grown-ups, but also for our youngsters who are studying in separate organized Quranic studies classes and who are also studying in the school system, our school system, Claire Muhammad school system, Claire Muhammad schools, and like the one in Atlanta and Washington, D.C., Chicago, and many places. I highly recommend this book, The Language of Revelation. It's Quranic Arabic with lessons and studies to improve your ability to read the Quran and get more understanding and to qualify yourself, inshallah, to be a teacher one day. Because out of you, from you who are interested in Quranic Arabic, we are going to get our next generation of teachers and imams and leaders, you know. So Allah be with you all and bless you to benefit from these wonderful projects and publications that our community is producing. This is one. We have others. We have others that I have seen, and I'm grateful to Allah for students and scholars like our brother Sadiq Jihad. Congratulations, my brother.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is Imam Sadiq Jihad. You can secure the book by going to our website, www.sadiqjihad.com. That's SIDDEQ jihad.com. Or you can send a postal money order or any type of money order to Post Office Box 401165, Redford, Redford, Michigan, 48240. My email address is Sadiq, that's SIDDEQ, at MSN.com. And the phone number where we can be reached is 313-532-5246. I thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.